Vayitern Shasver and Daf Lamed Aleph, picking it up on the second line, Tanu Rabbanan. We spoke yesterday about a lulav gazel. The Gemara is not going to jump into. What about a sukkah gazel? Let's say I go ahead and I steal someone's sukkah. Now we're going to try to understand what that means. That can mean actually the sukkah is made on someone's land and their property. I pick them up and I throw them off their property and take their sukkah. Or it means I grab their wood, I steal their wood, and then I make a sukkah out of their wood. That's going to be the discussion we're going to see in a minute. But the point is that we're going to have a machlokas by a sukkah gazula. Tanu Rabbanan, sukkah gazula v'masachich b'rush. And let's say I have a sukkah that I go and I steal, or and we're going to see what that means in a second, or I go ahead and masachik b'rishus harabim, I go into rishus harabim, I just set up a sukkah over there. Rashi says this is also called gezel harabim, because I'm taking that area. And Eliezer posel, he says, no good. Chachamim machshir, chachamim say, it is good, everything I eat. Amar Rav Nachum comes along and he qualifies and he explains. The machlokas between Rav Eliezer and the Chachamim is b'shetokif is chaver v'otziyam isukah. So I go to my friend. He's living in his sukkah, Moishela's sukkah, and he's living in his sukkah on his land, and I pick him up and I throw him off his own property, and they go and I take it from him. And Rashi says, explains all that, and he says anything that's mechuber l'karka, hareyu k'karka, that's like karka itself. Rabbi Eliezer goes according to his own reasoning to say that such an instance of someone stealing someone's sukkah that's on the karka, that it's going to be no good. What was his reasoning? Right, Rashi says the amasukah sheula and yotzin baberg yosh. We saw this earlier in Chavzan Rebbeis that if you had a borrowed sukkah, he said no good. You're not allowed to use a borrowed sukkah on sukkahs. Azai gezak Rabbi Eliezer. Chum said it's not a problem, but he says it is a problem. The Amar who says ein adam yotzi dechavasa besukah shel chavero. So now. If actually karka could be stolen, this is a machlokas and a gemara and bava kama. Can I steal karka? So we had said yesterday, I think it was yesterday's daf, that, or maybe it was 2 days ago, anyway, you can't steal karka, but that actually is a machlokas. So if you want to say that karka is nigzeles, that, and you have, there's such a thing called Torah's gezel, like other metaltalin that it becomes in the chazak of the one who stole it, in the cheskas of the one who stole it. So then, a sukkah gazuli, it's considered a sukkah gazula. It's like stolen. And Rabbi Eliezer said that tas elecha, you have to make a sukkah for yourself. Mishalcha, and it can't be gazula, velo sheula. V'inami, or if you want to say, maybe you want to say it's karka in exile, so you're not able to steal land, that ends up being a sukkah sheula. It's a borrowed sukkah. And like we said, manav shalchon to Rabbi Eliezer, you're not allowed to use a borrowed sukkah, you're not allowed to use a stolen sukkah. So either way, it's going to end up being that it's no good. V'rabbanan l'tamayim, why do the rabbanan say that it's okay? Because they go according to their own logic. The amri adam yotzei yidei chavasa b'sukasa shechaver. Number one, I'm allowed to use my friend's sukkah. There's no problem of sukkah she'ula. And another reason is, and it's not called gezula, you know why? Because of a karka in an exelis. Karka can't be stolen. He goes, hold according to that sheet, and the gemara b'vakama, kuf yuzayim abeis. Okay, v'sukkah she'uli ends up being sukkah she'ula, and therefore it's fine. So Rabbi Nachman says, that's where the mechlokas is. Aval, gazal eitzem v'sikach behem. Let's say I go ahead to someone and I steal Moshe's, not his sukkah, but I steal his schach. And then his wood, just wood from him. And then I go ahead and I build from that. Then this is, as Rashi says, aval gazal eitzem v'sikach behem, ein zu lo gezula v'lo she'ula. It's not considered anymore. That wood now is not considered guzzle. It's not considered shoal. Yes, I stole it, but it's not called guzzle. Why? Because I was kone it with a shinoi maisa. When I go ahead and I build something with it, now it becomes like it's mine. And Rashi says something very important. There's something called takanas hashavim. Eno tzarech listor b'neinu, binyano, el yachzer damim. In the case where I steal someone's stuff and I build something out of it, I build a house out of it, then what happens? I don't have to return all the wood because I just built a house with that wood. Rather, I pay the value of it. So if I go and I steal someone's wood and I make a sukkah out of it, so it's not called a sukkah gazula. I stole it and then it becomes like it's mine and then I just owe the money, but it's my wood now. Everyone's going to agree. The only thing that he has on me, the guy who stole from, the only thing he has on me is the fact that I have to pay him back the value, but not the wood itself. Now, how do I know that that's the case, that the machlokis that is talking about a case where I chuck someone out of his property, but the sukkah is still there, but they agree in the case of where I stole the wood? From the fact that the Braisa compared it to Rishus Arabim, don't forget the opening words we read today, second line, Tanu Rabbanan, sukkah gezula, v'masachich b'Rishus Arabim. So it's something which is similar to the Rishus Arabim. That what? My Rishus Arabim, karka lav didehu. Just like the Rishus Arabim, the land is not mine. The sukkah nami lav karka didehu. But the sukkah also, it's lav karka didehu. It's not considered like my land. And that's where the machlokas comes up. The machlokas comes up when it is attached to the ground itself. Okay, now we have a story time about this. Ahi safta dasi l'kami d'Rav Nachman. There was once a grandmama that came in front of Rabbi Nachman. Amarle, she said to him, Reis Galusa v'kulu rabbanan to be Reis Galusa. The Reis Galusa, the great rabbi, and all of the rabbis that are hanging out in his house. Basuka gazul haviyosa. You guys are sitting in a stolen sukkah. Right? Because he was saying that the wood that they got it from actually came from her. It was her wood. Rashi says the gozum menu avdei reis galusa eats him. They stole the wood from her and then they made a sukkah out of it. Savcha v'laskech b'Rav Nachman. When she cried out, Rav Nachman didn't even listen to her. Rashi was saying that he screamed. She screamed to give back the wood. Give me back the wood. He didn't listen. Amrlei, she said. So she says to him, "It's the haveli lavu tlasmi of tamne srei avdei savchi kamaicha. You kamaicha. You have a woman here, meaning she's talking about herself." Whose father had 318 servants screaming right in front of you. She's talking about herself. What's the 300? She's talking about Avraham Avinu. Rashi says Avraham Avinu, right? He had Yelidei Beis, so Shmona Asar Shlosh Meos 318, or just Eliezer, Gamachi Eliezer. V'lo Ashkechis above, and you're not going to listen to this woman. Amar Lehu Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said Lehu to them, meaning to his Talmidim. Pa'isa Hida. This woman is a complainer. So Rashi says Kolonisizu. She just likes to make a lot of noise. Ve'ein la ela demeisim avad. The only thing he has is demeisim. Yeah, we have to go and pay the demeisim. Rashi says, like we said, the Kanes Chachamim. He's a ala marish hagazel on a beam which is stolen. Shabanu b'bir that's already built. Shenit sheyitol and nixal as dama v'lo chayvu lekakas binyanea is. As binyano mipnei takanas shavim mseches gittin. The Gemara Gittin goes and spells out that if I go ahead and I steal someone's beam and I go and I build it into my house, I don't have to break down my house to give it back. So same thing over here. I built it up. I don't have to give it back to you. I just owe you the actual value of the money and not the wood itself. Amar Avina, hi kishura demital mitlalasa de gezula. This beam, which is in the sukkah, that's a gezula, that's stolen. Avdi the Rabbanan Takante, the Rabbanan, they made a Takana, Bishim Takanas Marish, because of Takanas Marish, that in such a case, you don't have to give it back, but rather you go ahead and you give the actual value, the money. For like the Gemara Shkoich, you just told me that. Pshita, Ma'ishtom Me'itzim, why is this beam any different than wood and pieces of wood that you would think that maybe you'd have to give back the beam? It says, no, Ma'udetema, maybe you'd have thought, Eitzim Shicha, it's easy to find pieces of wood, and therefore just give back the value of the wood, give the money, and then she can go and buy her own wood, or someone else can buy their own wood. Aval, hi, lo shchicha, when it comes to the beams, that's harder to come about, and therefore you think that maybe you have to take it apart and give it. The answer is, Emalo, no, I'm sorry. But I wouldn't say you're allowed to just return the money itself, but rather how much it's worth, but rather I would have to give it itself. Kamash Malan, you don't have to do that. You could just give the value and you're fine. Now, we come and break this down. Hani Mili Begol Shiva. This is only talking about if this is still Sukkos itself. Avalabasa Shiva, Hadar Beine. But if it's after Sukkos, then you have to actually give back the actual wood itself. Why is that? Because on Sukkos itself, when it comes to Sukkos, so this is considered something which is a real kevedika structure. Right, Rashi mentioned before, v'lo minin inkan hefsid meruba. We don't say, oh, there's not a hefsid meruba and just break down the sukkah. No, it's a mitzvah to have it. Therefore, it's considered like keva, and therefore you don't give it back if it's on sukkah itself. But if it's after sukkah, then you got to give it back. V'ichiru betina, but if you actually attached it, betina with cement, and you like connected it like crazy, then it becomes like a keva, fila achashiva nami yavli. Even afterwards, you go give back the value of it, but not in itself. Okay, now we move on to another part of the Mishnah. Tana, we learned in the Braisa, Yavish Pasol. We're talking about over here a case of a lulav that is dry is pasol. Abihuda Machshavita says, nope, he says it's fine. Interesting. Tanakama says a lulav that's yavesh is pasul. Rabbi Huda says that it is kosher. Amar Rava. Rava says machlokas belulav. The machlokas is only in a lulav. So Rava is going to come qualify this point. He says machlokas by a lulav, but when it comes to an esrog, everybody agrees, as we're going to see in a minute. Amar Rava machlokas belulav. That's the machlokas. The Rabban and Savory. Why is it that the Chachamim, the Tanakama there said that it's going to be pasul? Because they say, makshinon lulav la'esog. Let's make a hekesh lulav to esog. That the pasuk basically brings them together. And therefore, we learn out from one to the next. Pasuk says, "Ulekachtam lechem b'yom arishon pre eitz hadar kapos tamar v'anaf eitz avos v'arvi nachal." So it brings all the different things: the adasim, the aravos, the lulav. So therefore, and the eitz itself pre eitz hadar. So therefore, since it goes and it does that, but they say, "Let's make a hekesh of the lulav to the esrog." Ma esrog b'yahadar, just like the esrog has got to be beautiful, right? As it says itself, pre eitz hadar af lulav b'yahadar. So to the lulav itself has to be hadar. Rebbehuda savar lo makshin lulav esrog. We don't make a hekesh, the lulav to the esrog. And therefore, since you don't make that hekesh, the lulav itself doesn't have to be the same, and it can be yavish. But esrog, but when it comes to the esrog, divrei kol ba'inan, divrei kol hadarinan. Everybody agrees that you have to have hadar. Even Rabbi Huda would say you have to have that. And Rashi points out the Hadar Ksiv, it says Hadar, Velo Darshina Le Rabbi Huda Idor, Lashon Yuvani. We don't explain Hadar to mean Idor, which is a Lashon in Greek meaning water. Ben Azel Kamal, like we're going to explain Daf Lamed Hey, that it means that it's something which has to be by the water, and therefore it's just talking about an esrog, but it doesn't have to be hadar. It says no, even Rava saying, even Rabbi Huda says that when it comes to the esrog, it's got to be beautiful. Foreshadow. We're going to knock this whole thing off. Ulula ubelula of loba Rabbi Huda hadar. You're telling me Rabbi Huda doesn't say you have to have a hadar by lulav. Well, tonight we learned in a Mishnah earlier, Chaf Tesma base, that Rabbi Huda Omer yagdenu memala. If you have a case of where it's parad, where it's separate one from the next, not disconnected, it's mechuber, but it's spread out. So we said you're supposed to be agi them lamala, bring them all together and tie them up together. My time, what's pshat they have to do such a thing? La mishum, is it not because of the fact about hadar that it's got to be beautiful? So we see the even Rabbi Huda said that the lulav's got to be hadar. Says gemara lo. Kedikatani time. It says over the other reason. Rabbi Huda Omer mishum Rabbi Tarfon. He says never Rabbi Tarfon kapos tamarim. It's not. The pasuk says that kapes tamar is kofesh de yadav alamayimid, like the Gemara says in Makkos, which means what? Kofus v'mayaparad yichtefenu. The pasuk of kapos, which is talking about the palm tree where they get it from, is also going to be read as kofus. Kofus means that it's tied together. V'mayaparad yichtefenu, but not that it's got to be beautiful, and therefore even if it's dry, it's fine. In fact, the Gemara again, v'lo be'yahadah, doesn't have to be beautiful. For tonight we learned in a Mishnah, which we didn't see yet, but the Mishnah is going to be lamed vav amud beis. You're only allowed to be ma'age, tie together lulav with its own type. The adasim, the aravos, the lulav, the esrog, only like that. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, zag zakt Rabbi Yehuda. It's got to be with its own stuff. Now, my time, why does it have to be by its own stuff? La mishum by hadar? Isn't it because it should look beautiful? Isn't that the reason why we're saying to tie it up in its own thing? Even with siv, afilu be'ikra the dikla, which is the stuff that grows around the deco. You have the ivy and you have the stuff which is the klipa, the peel of the trunk of the tree of the palm tree. You're even allowed to use that stuff to tie it all together, and that's not so beautiful. It looks different. It doesn't have such a beauty. So the Ella, my time, Rabbi Yehuda, Hassan, what's pshat, Rabbi Yehuda over there? Why he says that it's got to be four? It's a kasavar lulav tzarich eged, because he says, oh, sorry, that has to be its own min. He says that's its own min because it needs eged. It's got to be all tied up together. V'i ma'isi min achrin, if you end up using another min, havalu chamisha min, you're going to be over in Isra baltosif, if you add a fifth min to it, you're not allowed to have five min in there. So therefore, we still remain in the status that it doesn't have to be beautiful. V'esrog mi ba'i Rabbi Yehuda hadar. So we tried to show that what? On the one hand, we said Rabbi Yehuda says that the lulav doesn't need hadar. He said he doesn't need it, and then we tried to show that it does, and we remain with, he doesn't need hadar. It doesn't have to be beautiful. But it says, but when it comes to the esrog, even he agrees it's got to be beautiful. And now we're going to knock this off. But esrog mean boy, Rabbi Huda hadar, does he really say this has to be beautiful? But tiny rolling to the brisa, our bus, minim shabalulu, the four different minim of the lulav. Kishem, shein, pochsen, man, just like you can't make them less, kachem, osifin, lame, you're not allowed to add to them. Lomatz esrog. Let's say a person doesn't find an esrog. Lo yavilo parish v'lo rimon v'lo davar acher. You're not allowed to bring a type of fruit called a parish, and not a rimon, a pomegranate, or not something else. You're not allowed to bring anything else because people are going to end up making a mistake. If you do that in the future, they're going to end up saying, "Oh, you used it once. You could use it again," even though maybe it's just a memory. You're not allowed to do it. Kemushim ksherin. If you have some of the so like the adasim, the ravos, the lulav itself, if it's kamush, which means it's withering, then you could still, it's going to be kosher, you could use it. When it comes to yevashim, though, when they're dry, psulin, it's pasul. Rav Yehuda Omer, Rav Yehuda says, af yevashim, Rav Yehuda says, even those that are dry. Now that over there is going to be the key thing. Are you talking about when it says, even those that are dry? Is that going only on the lulav? That's all even going on the esrog. From Rav Yehuda goes and he tells a story about the idea that people would give over dry lulavim. My beep turned the page, so I'm not off on the base. Mice of B'nai Krachin, Shayu, these people that lived down in the city, Shayu Marishan is Lulavim, they would be Morish, they would inherit this Lulavim, their Lulavim to the B'nai to their children's children, they would pass it on. Okay. What we come out from there is you start to see that a Lulav that's Yavish, it's a good raya for Rabbi Yehuda, that a Lulav that's Yavish is able to be used because they pass it down to the children's children, the same Lulav that grandpapa was using. You know, the grandkids would use also. Says, what? Amru lo, they said to him, Yisham raya? You want to bring a raya from there? Ain't shasat chak raya. Can't bring a raya from a shasat chak. Right? So it was a circumstance where they were stuck, so they ended up doing it. But it says, katani miyas, but at the end of the day, what do we find still? Abhuda omer, af yavishim kshem, even yavish is going to be kosher, which sounds like even an esog, which is yavish, which isn't so beautiful. My lava esog, isn't it going in the esog? This is Gemara, lo, alulav, what's going on, alulav. So, still Rava remains true that even the Rebbe Huda, you ask him, when it comes to alulav, that's got to be beautiful. Omer Mar says, kishem she'im pochsem mehem kachim osifin lem. Just like you can't reduce, so that you can't add to the arba minim. This is Gemara Pshita, obviously. It says, well, no, how about the time you would think, Holvam Rabbi Yehuda, Lulav Tarach Eged, since Rabbi Yehuda says the Lulav has to be bound together. V'imais bin achrin, if you brought another min, hai luchudei koi, then you end up bringing another min, but let's say you don't tie it up with them. So you tie the four together, but the fifth one, you don't tie with it. Hai luchudei koi, v'hai luchudei koi, each one is separate to each other, therefore it's fine. You can bring like whatever you want. Bring also what do you call those things? A watermelon. It says, no, kamash malan, comes to tell you, in such a case, it's also an iser. About Tosef, you wouldn't be allowed to do such a thing. Okay, Amar Mar, Lo Matza Esog, Lo Yovi, Lo Rima, Lo Parish, Lo Dabach. If you can't find an Esog, don't bring anything else in his place. It's Gemara Pshita, obviously. No, because by the Tema, Laisik Yechishlo Tishkach Torah Esog. Maybe you should bring it in order that you don't forget the mitzvah of Esrog. Kamash Balan, don't worry about it. We're not going to forget about it, or even if we will, don't still, we're nervous, don't let him bring something else. Why? Why shouldn't you do it? Because Zimnin de Nafik Chorba, meaning maybe he's going to have some catastrophe that's going to come from this. The Ka'asi Limisach, people are going to get used to using it, and then eventually they're going to use it even if they have the ability to have an Esrog, they're going to be using this as their Esrog. Toshima, baba. Now, we said again, Rabbi Huda said that even he is masking to the fact that Esrog's got to be beautiful. I told you we're going to knock it off. We're about to get there. Toshima, Esrog, Hayashan, puzzle, and Esrog, which is old, is puzzle. Rabbi Yehuda Machshir, he says that it's kosher. He's fine with it. Oh, what do you mean by that? When you say an old one, clearly something that's old is not going to be so beautiful. And Rabbi Yehuda is still Machshir, an old one that's dried up. But Yashan is going to be an old one, which isn't so beautiful. To Yufta the Rava, to Yufta, this knocks off Rava. And really, Rabbi Yehuda does not agree by an Esrog. Even a lulav and an Esrog do not have to be beautiful. Floyd Bahadur really doesn't have to be a beautiful. Vanan tonight, we looked at a Mishnah. It's coming up on the Madama base. Hayaruk Kikarti. Let's say you have an Esrog that's green as a karti, is leek. Rabbi Meir Machshir says it's good. Rabbi Yehuda Posel says it's no good. Labi Shundabai Hadar. Is it because it needs to be beautiful? Oh, must be that he always has to be beautiful. Says Baron Lo, Mishab Lil Gummer Peira. He says if it's really green and it's not yet finished, it's not ripe, then it's not yet like a pre, and therefore you can't be over the, you can't do the mitzvah of pre Eitz Hadar if it's not yet a pre. It's not considered a pre. Says, so, okay, Toshima, Shir Esrog Katan, the shear of a small Esrog. Rabbi Meir says, Kegos, the size of an Egos is a nut. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Kebetza, it's got to be a Kebetza. Ah, Elami Shemahada, are you saying a bigger one because it's got to be beautiful? Says, well, lo, Mishum, the little Gomer Pera. Before it reaches that state, it's not considered like it's fully ripe, and therefore it's not considered also a pre as well. Okay, Toshima, Toshima, Uvigadol Kadeshiyechel Shnayim Biyado Achas. Now, this is a Mishnah, again, coming up on Lamed Dalam Beis, that if you have a very big Esrog, it's going to be okay. Like, we're trying to see what's the shear. The biggest share of an Esrog, Uvigadol Kadeshiyechel Shnayim Biyado Achas, you have to be able to hold two in one hand. Rabbi Huda. Rabbi Yosef Amar Afilu Echad B'Shtei Yadav. Even if you have one in two hands. My time of what's the pshat lamish the bayadar isn't the reason that that you have to have that you can fit two in one hand and one in two hands is no good because it has to be hadar and if it's so big it's not beautiful. As Gemara lo, Kevin the Rabba Luvin Biyamin Vasik was full since Rabba says that you should have the luv in your right hand and the esrog in your left hand. Sometimes you're going to pick it up in the wrong hand. You're going to want to switch them. And if you're such a huge esrog, it's in your right hand. You start to pass it to your left hand. It's going to end up falling and breaking. And it's going to be no good. So therefore, it's got to be the size that you can fit two in one hand. What about the fact the pasuk itself says pre-eight hadar, which means beautiful. So how can you say that an esrog doesn't have to be beautiful? It says, no, ahu hadar bi'ilano mishana mishana. What that means is, not hadar as in beautiful, but hadar. Hadar means that it lives. Rashi says, me'acha shamin de esrog amar kra, shein pri'acher osakein. This is how we know that what it's a pri'acher hadar, what type of fruit it's talking about. Because it's the only pre that will last from one year to another one, that ends up living and surviving from year to year. And therefore, that's what it means, but it doesn't have to be beautiful. Up to the next part of the Mishnah, it says, Shel Asherah v'shel Nidachas. If you have your lulav, it came from an Asherah, which is a tree that they worshipped as a Avodah Zarah. V'shel Yer Nidachas, or if it's coming from a city where everybody worships the Avodah Zarah. V'shel Asherah, and what's the din? It's going to be Pasol. V'shel Asherah Pasol, Asherah tree, lulav comes from Asherah, it's going to be Pasol. V'amar Rava, Rava said, lulav shel Avodah Zarah lo yitol, v'im not al kasher. If you have a lulav that's from Avodah Zarah, Rashi explains that what it means is that it was used to sweep in front of it, or is used in this process of throwing it towards the tree as a vodazara, lulav shel vodazara lo yito, don't take it. Not al kasher, but if you took it, then it's going to be, it's good. Rashi explains, very important Rashi, v'af agav di yisura anahu, the mitzvah, even though it's asur b'anah, vodazara, still we know the concept of mitzvahs lav lehonos netu, mitzvahs are not there for you to get anah out of. Klomer, ein kiyo mitzvahs anah asaguf. B'mekayim mitzvahs not anah of the guf, el avudas evid l'rabo, it's a service of a servant to his master. Therefore, you're going to be yotzei of doing such a thing. So is it good or is it no good? Answers Gemara, Hacha, Aramis is talking about Asherah de Moshe Skinan. We're talking about the Asherah of Moshe Rabbeini. The halacha is that when it came to the Asherah, this is when Klai Yisrael is coming into Eretz Yisrael. Asherah de Moshe, Osem Shoyu B'Shas Kibosh Eretz Yisrael, as they're going to conquer the Israel. I think it's this week's Parsha, or next week's Parsha, maybe. They need to burn them. Like the pasuk says, Vashreim Tisrafun Ba'esh Velulav, you have to burn down the Asherahs. Normally it's just also about, no, get rid of it, bury it, but here you have to actually burn it. Velulav Tzarech Shir, and Lulav has to have a Shir. V'hai command the Michtas Shirea, it's like it's already chopped up, it's like it's burnt and gone. Kibin de la Shreifa, because since it's meant to be burned, therefore it's not like here altogether. D'chasuse Michtas Shirea, as Rashi speaks, as Gemara says, it's like its Shir is chopped up and destroyed. D'kanabi, you also get this from the actual Mishnah, you can see it from Mitekatani, Dum Yedir Nidachas, I said it's something just similar to the Irani Dachas, which you know everything there has to be burned as well. Shema Mina. So that's why we said over there that the Asherah Moshe Rabbeinu is going to get burnt, but if not, then if you end up using it, so it's going to be good. B'di'evet. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.